This is Desert Island Goals. I am Andy Heaton, and I'm delighted to be joined. It's been a while, and I'm delighted to be joined on the latest edition by Alison McGovern, and I can't believe I've nailed the intro first time.
Oh, my goodness. 10 points.
There you go. 10 points to me.
One take, Heaton.
But it has been said. It has been said. Not by many people, but it's been said. So, Alison, I'm delighted to have you. We've been trying to make this work for ages, but obviously because you're hyper busy.
A little bit.
We've had to squeeze this one in on, you know, quite a hectic day. So, yeah, so we've just got the goals in this morning. I like them. One of them has never been done before. The other
really?
Two might have been done before.
Okay.
One of them never has, but we'll save that. Start from the beginning. Just predate a couple of these goals. You've been going the game now for what? How long?
So I was about 8, I think, which makes it 34 years.
I mean,
oh my goodness.
I mean,
34 years.
That's like when you see a film poster from the 1990s and you remember it coming out and going,
oh no,
I saw that
one. I am so old. I took my nephew with me to the game at the weekend, and we were coming out and he was asking me what it was like when I was his age. And it was obviously, Anfield was a very different place when I was 11. And I was saying to him, you know, it's more than 30 years. And he looked at me like, just like, you're so old, Auntie Ellie. But like the change in that time has been ridiculous, really. I still remember like walking into Anfield and, you know, that was like that funny little car park. And I can remember the like brick wall, and you used to see like the players' cars parked there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then there'd be like little like brick built like kiosks.
Do you remember the programme stands?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, so you'd make the decision whether to go and queue there for a programme first or wait till you got in. And like the whole thing was just old and knackered.
Do you remember the sales what's in the ground?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So like we sit now in the lower bit of the main stand, which used to be the paddock enclosure. And like it was just like this really tiny, I mean, it's not a concourse by any means. It's just this really tiny little area, all brick built. There was 3 women's toilets for like thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And then this kiosk where my granddad would always get a Bovril.
There you go. You can't even get Bovril on the ground anymore.
It's an outrage.
Just reminds me the way you described that was my little brother, God bless him, I'll say God bless him, he's nearly 40 now. Remember, my dad first took him the match when he was about 9 or 10. No, it must have been 7 or 8. And I come back and it was all mad, and he said to me, "What was it like when it was in black and white?"